Hi there, my name's Lee Addis, and today we are here at Art Angel doing a podcast on DIY hope. Here we have Becca Gregg, who is a staff member for Art Angel, and here we have Dylan Hood, who is a member of Art Angel. So Becca, what is Art Angel?
Art Angel is a arts project, arts and mental health project, where people of from the age of 16 up can come and be creative. We've got art groups, we've got writing groups, we've got a film group, a drama group, and we don't practice art therapy. We use art as therapy and the creative process as therapy. That's the best way to explain what we do here. People are referred to us from all over, and they come here either with a worker or on their own. They can refer themselves even, but they would usually come on their own. It would be unusual for them to really know anybody else within the group that they were attending, but within the groups there are friendships that are formed.
So it's just kind of an idea that happened, what, 20 years ago, I think I read?
Yeah. It's so Art Angel is over 20 years old. Is that what Derek says? So I've been here 7 years. Derek's the one to talk to about the history of Art Angel. Him and Rosie set it up, and it's been through lots of different transformations, arts advocacy. It was in different buildings. We've had it at Duddup and in the Rep. And there's been lots of different projects within it as well.
So Dylan, so as we are both members of Art Angel and we've been here for a considerable amount of time,
Yeah. You
more than quite a lot of us, to be honest, out of the young people's group, how would you say Art Angel is for you?
It's good. It keeps me sane most of the time because it gives me somewhere to go instead of just sitting in the house watching TV or playing PlayStation. So to me, it gives me like something to do. Plus, I feel like I'm socialising a bit more because I don't really socialise outside of here. So that's what kind of is for me, like socialising and giving me something to do.
Is it kind of like a sense of belonging?
Yeah, definitely. It? Sense of belonging, yeah.
So how would you say Art Angel has helped your mental health over the years that you've been coming to this place?
It helps me because I feel like I have somebody to talk to when I'm here that's not family, because like, you know what it's like with family. If you talk to family, there's different emotions involved and everything. So if you're talking to somebody that's outside of your family, it's much easier. And plus, if it's easier here because I don't feel like they're judging you. They're just listening to you and they give you their opinion on it. They don't force their opinion down your neck. So it helps it a lot because my mental health takes dips sometimes. Sometimes I'm casual, I'm okay, that's my raging lunatic. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it helps, but at the same time it doesn't, it helps me when I'm here, but also when I'm outside here it's kind of hard for me like to express my emotions without being angry. So when I'm here I'm easy going. So
okay. Becca, what can you say over your time worked here? Have you seen a difference in people's mental health from when they started to whether they're still here now or they've left or so forth?
Absolutely. Sometimes we see massive transformations over a long period of time. Sometimes it's a transformation with regards to their confidence. So I notice confidence being built through both their artwork and their behaviour within the group. Some people will become more sociable within the group, and I hope that that is then taken out with the group. And then other times some people will come in and tell me they can't draw, can't do any painting. They'll say, I can't. But within weeks or months, they're absolutely saying, I can, or maybe I could try this, or maybe I could give that a go, what that person's doing over there. I'd like to play with the inks, or I'd like to splash some paper about. So that's what I see. That's where I see confidence being built. And that's where I see the therapeutic effect of the creative work done here, alongside the social aspect as well, that people definitely get from coming here.
How would you say hope is manifested in Art Angel?
Okay. Within people's artwork, I think it brings people... Actually, no. What I would like to say is that hope manifests through relationships, the relationships that are built when people come here. And I feel it myself. I feel like the relationships that are built and the words that are said and the communications that are had when people are here give hope. Like, people can see that there's other people out there who are having a tough time. It helps me. It helps me with my own life in general as well, just seeing that other people are struggling, but they're continuing on and they're making their work and they're being creative despite everything else that's going on in their lives. That's where I see hope manifesting within the project.
So Art Angel gives young people a creative kind of space where they can express themselves. Do you think in Dundee we have enough of that, or we need more?
Always more. Always more. As well, so people, young people, and people in general will express their creativity in different ways. Mm-hmm. We're limited to a bit of film, art, photography, and drama, painting. Yeah, writing. we've got quite a lot. We do have a lot in Art Angel, but there's the musical people who might need music, and I know the rep does some of that. Actually, works with people in drama and in music, and I just think that there's always room for more creativity, and more young people want to make stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're just developing their skills and they're just finding out what they can and can't do. And I think it's a great time to catch somebody between the ages of like 16 and 25 is a great mm-hmm. time to catch somebody who might be suffering from poor mental health, and we can work with them and help them discover what their passion is. But there's always room for more.
So Dylan, what's your art form and how does that help you with your mental health?
Art form is filmmaking. It helps me because it gives me a chance to express myself in a way that I wouldn't do otherwise, because I'm not the most like easiest person to get emotion out of. So when I make films, I draw from real life experiences. Sometimes it's heightened because obviously you have to do that in film, but there is still a sense of like, oh, that actually happened in there. So that's what my art is.
Cool. And how would you say it gives you hope?
It gives me hope because it makes me feel like I'm actually good at something. Because like, I'm not... If somebody taught me how to like count up to like a certain number or something, I can't do it because I don't have much of an education. And that's through my mental health. I don't have much of an education because when I was at school, my mental health just deteriorated and I couldn't do anything because I just didn't get it. But like when I'm doing film and writing and all that, I feel like I'm good at something, even though it's not in the most finesse type of way. I feel like I'm good at it. So that's how it gives me hope, saying like, you do have a future in doing something. It may not be like constantly making films, but like helping out and all that stuff.
As you said, you've built relationships and friends here at the young people's group and also the young men groups that you attend. Would you say that in a way that you all help each other, like you're all in it sort of together rather than trying to face your own battles?
Yeah, I think we're all in the foxhole together. So yeah, it does help. we don't always confide in each other, but we're always like have a casual conversation, and you know, like it does feel like we're more of a family than anything else. So that's how I take it.
So you have a lot of artwork around here. What's the most unique piece of art that you, a young person, came out with and you were surprised, or the person was like, I don't do art, and it just came out and this happened?
I think Lee could answer that question. thank you for asking it, because there's a couple of people that come to mind, and Lee is one of them. She was adamant that she didn't draw. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Adamant that she didn't draw, and she had a fixed idea of what she could and couldn't do. And actually, especially in the last block and a half, she's come up with these paintings that are just very expressive and very different from the sculptures she was producing before. Now, the sculptures Lee makes are stunning. They're gorgeous. They're so well made, and there's so much goes into them. But they could be quite stressful sometimes. What I've seen in the last wee while is that the paintings that she's been doing have been much more relaxed and more free and just as beautiful, but very different. So Lee is one person that comes to mind when we're talking about big transformations within the work that's being made. I've had other people who've needed a lot of support at first, like a lot of like, maybe you could do this, maybe we could do this, but then are kind of looking at what other people are doing and going, mm-hmm. Oh, I want to try that, or oh, this thing inspires me today. I'm feeling inspired to do a sculpture or use beads or something like that. It just takes time. And I think, which is really important, time is really important for people. So giving somebody like an 8-week course in counselling or an 8-week CBT kind of situation, or 8 weeks doing drama therapy, which is a thing as well, is a taster. But what we do here at Art Angel is we give people the time they need. Like Dylan's been here for as long as I have. Lee's been here for years. And I think that not enough emphasis can be put on that. It's really important to give people time, because some people it takes 6 years before they can kind of open up to somebody or express themselves fully. It takes a long time to build trust. It takes a very long time to build trust, and that cannot be underestimated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is for both of you. For someone that wants to get started in art or think they have no skills in art, what would you give them as advice?
To try it. I've seen people, specifically for drawing and painting, lots of people say they can't. Everybody can draw. Everybody can. I mean, it's innate, it's in us. And I think sometimes a school education kind of pushes that away, can kind of, it'll make people think they can't because they're getting bad grades, or they're everybody's had that experience where they've felt like they're terrible at this subject, at art or at music or writing. Everybody can write. If you can type, you can use a pencil, you can write, you can make up stories, you can do all this stuff. It doesn't need to be seen by anybody. Keep that in your head, actually. It doesn't need to be seen by anybody. But if you feel the need to do it, just do it.
Just go with your gut. Just if you think it'll work, like, try it, and if it doesn't work, you know, just because there's been many times where people said, like, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. There's not really a fixed way to do it. Like, you've got your own methods, so if you're gonna, you're built in with, like, your own inner gut saying, like, okay, you can do it this way, and if people are telling you any different, it's kind of like, well, you don't have to listen to them. You can just say, you know, I'll just let me do it my way, and if it doesn't work, you can say, I told you so, but if it does work, I can say, I told you so. So, you know, there's always that. So I just say, just give it a try, and, like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and but you'll know, you'll learn, you live. Love and learn.
So how is the creative arts important personally to you, guys, both of you?
It's important to me because, I don't know, just, it's like I've lived a lot, and I've seen a lot of good people come and go from this place, and it gives me, like, an outlet to say, like, this is, like, when I make a film, it's like, some of it is based on true life, because it's about people that I've knew, and but would have had a massive impact on me, like some things, like listening to, like, some songs, like being obsessed with, like, the Smiths when I was 17 was because, like, someone here will listen to the Smiths, and like I made, like, films like Cool Chip because of people that I knew from here. So that's how it's really important to me, because it kind of, like, it shows, like, me showing emotion without actually saying anything, just showing it, just is better to me than just saying it, because words can sometimes be misinterpreted, and, like, it can just be, like, it can just fall flat. But when you're showing, like, personal affection throughout showing somebody it, like, I made this because, like, you had this impact on me, I think that's more flattering and most what words can do.
It's always been part of my life. I've always made work. It feels good to make work. It feels like I'm getting something out and on paper, and if I don't do it, I kind of get a bit sad and I don't feel good, and I get a bit of a high from being able to make work. Most people never see my work. Like, it doesn't need to be seen for me to enjoy the process. Sometimes I make work that is more about the process than the finished piece, and sometimes I make work for as a kind of meditation, and I'll paint and I'll, like, sit on the floor and I'll make a nest and it's my space. And yeah, it's always been there. It's something I've done when I've been unwell. It's something I've done when I've been fine and healthy, and it's part of me, and I feel like it's instinctive as well. Like, I have to make stuff, and I find that this place very inspiring. The work that people do here is very inspiring, and it encourages me to continue on with my practice as well.
We're a very creative little bunch of family.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll see somebody doing something and go, oh, I've got to try that. Mm-hmm. I've got to. And I'll go home and I'll do it.
Like, I never thought I could ever do anything, like you previously said. And I only ever started doing art when I started coming here. So I have a lot to be thankful and a lot to be hopeful for about Art Angel. You know, I always do. I always have a joke and a laugh, but mm-hmm. I have serious love for this place. So I do.
It's really nice to hear. It's so, really good.
Even though it takes a mick out of all the staff and all the volunteers.
We know it comes from a place of love.
So if a young person or person in general doesn't have the mind frame to come down to Art Angel, how would they start? What is your advice to boost confidence, I would guess?
Bring somebody with you. So come for a visit. So first visit, what we do is we'll take you around and show you the project, show you the building. If somebody sometimes physically can't make it out the house, then that's not going to happen. But just putting the thought there that we're here, and you can come for a visit. You can come for a visit whether you've got a place in a group or not. And just to know that everybody here has similar experiences to themselves, like to other young people who might be suffering from mental ill health. Just thinking about it, and kind of it'll manifest, and bring a friend for your first visit, or a worker can take you down here and have a visit with them. Find some support to get you here, and then once you've come here once, maybe you'll make it again on your own next time. That's my advice.
Dylan, do you have any advice for people who might be finding it difficult to maybe come here, or even like for first visit or anything? Any advice that you would give?
You don't know till you try it, so I just think that it is hard, and it is really intimidating coming to a space where you know nobody and you don't know what to expect. But you know, it's just breaking down that wall and just that's blocking you from doing what you want to do. Just try and get through that wall, punch it, kick it, do whatever you can, just try and get through that wall, because you never know until you try. And if you don't like it, you don't like it, and if you do, you will really get a lot from coming here. Because there have been some people that have came here, and like, you can see if they're going to stick or not. And if they don't stick, that's fair enough, because like, everybody has their own opinion. But if they do stick, they'll always be welcome with open arms.
And we're friendly. We're a friendly bunch, and I think if you're somebody new, there will always be someone who'll make the effort to come and speak to you. You're not going to be left on your own, like, for a full group. Or you can be left. You can say, I just want to be on my own, and take it all in. And you don't have to speak to anyone. Sometimes coming and sitting down for a session is enough. But yeah, that's it.
You don't even have to do art. If you don't want to.
You don't even have to do art. Yeah. Yeah. It took Dylan a while. It did, but yes. That's okay. It's okay if you've got the drive, if you want to, you know you want to make something. Sometimes sitting with a bunch of creative people is what you need to do.
And that's everyone fine. Helps each other, even if their own art pieces. If anyone's got any questions or any ideas for things, people can give their suggestions on how easy way to do things, mm-hmm. or maybe try it a different way. So it's quite good like that.
Yeah.
So last question. If you had a message of hope for young people, what would it be?
Knowing that there are others out there, and you will find your people. I think I was a young person when I started volunteering here. I was 24, and I didn't know until I found Art Angel that I was gonna. I think what everybody's searching for is to find their people and their place. And I found that with Art Angel. I found my people and my place. And I think everybody has that. Everybody has their people and their place. And just keep looking for it. Don't give up on it. Because everybody wants to communicate with someone at some level. And I think I found that when I came to Art Angel.
A message of hope is like, you can always keep on going, and like, you can always, like, you don't have to give up. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at, is like even though life can really suck sometimes, it can, and I know it does get difficult, but if you just keep on holding on and like looking, you will find a purpose, your purpose in life, because we're all brought in here for a purpose, I believe. And just because you haven't found it yet doesn't mean it's over. You're just marching ahead, and you know, like, you know, it's just keep on going, and like, because you will find your purpose in life. And like, if I found like a place like Art Angel, because I wasn't gonna give it a chance originally, because I was bricking it when I came in here. But I gave it a chance, and here I am 6 years later, and I'm when a time when it felt completely like hopeless. So, because you live with mental health problems, it is because like it's not for your own fault. It's just because something in your head's manifested itself and just like is like digging at you, trying like you're but you never listen to it because you know even in your darkest hour, there's always a glimmer of hope, and just keep on holding on to it, and you'll get there eventually. So that's what I've got to say. So.
So on behalf of Foolish Optimism, we'd like to say thank you for doing this podcast with us and for letting us find out more about Archangel. If anybody is interested in Archangel, go ahead, get a referral, self-refer yourself if you're interested in the creative arts. If you live around Tayside area, yeah, in Perth and stuff, if you can make it, basically, you're more than welcome. And yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.